This is Marketplace from APM. I'm Amy Scott. In healthcare news not related to the pandemic, a new federal rule takes effect today, giving patients more access to their medical records for free. Many health records are already available electronically, but it can be a hassle to get them. The new rule also changes what kinds of information patients can request. Marketplace's Kimberly Adams has more.
The rule makes it illegal for healthcare providers to engage in what's called information blocking, with fines of up to $1 million if they make it too hard for patients to get their records. Liz Salmi is a senior strategist for the group Open Notes, which advocates for transparency in medical records. She says if it weren't for the pandemic,
this concept of full transparency to everything in the record, the notes, the labs, pathology reports, would be the biggest story in healthcare.
As of today, patients should start being able to access all of that information and share it with healthcare providers, schools and workplaces, even third-party smartphone apps. Dr. Rachel Hendrick-Stirrup is the health lead at the Future of Privacy Forum and says once you get your records,
you, the patient, have control over where your health information goes, then it pretty much becomes a Wild West.
Because not all those apps or schools or even companies face the same privacy rules as traditional medical providers. Also, right now, many of those providers aren't ready to roll out all the changes. Dr. Jesse Ehrenfeld is with the American Medical Association.
There's a lot of confusion. The legal requirements are complex, and it interfaces with third parties and data use agreements.
Not the kind of stuff they normally cover in med school. In Washington, I'm Kimberly Adams for Marketplace.